Welcome everybody to today's podcast. We'll be talking about something that we have already mentioned in one of our recently uploaded videos, which is half-year reflections. Why do we want to do this? Because it's July, right? And it's just such a great time to really say, okay, how did I start and where am I at now? As simple as that. So let's have a look at that topic more amply. So, New Year's resolutions, right? Before we reflect on anything else, I think the first thing we have to get is some actual like groundwork for this entire topic. And it would be, what is really a New Year's resolution and how can we define it? And how is it that society overall just kind of sees it, right? Well, first of all, the general idea is it's a fresh start. I mean, no matter how your year has gone and no matter how what challenges you may have seen or faced, you know you're going to have an opportunity at a fresh start. And the interesting thing about that is that there's this feeling that society is doing it with you, because there's this kind of like overall general motivation from everyone, from your boss to your cousins to your uncles to everybody. Everybody's choosing to lose weight, to join the gym, to start that new diet, to go on the master's program, to start that language course. There's just this general idea, right? And also, I think that people just really feel, they don't feel the traditional pressure that we feel all throughout the year, because there's no criticism, right? There's nobody telling you, oh man, what the hell are you doing? No. Everybody is kind of like on the same line. And so there is no expectation for failure because you haven't even started, right? And so I would say that this is kind of like what happens to all of us as we think of New Year's resolutions. And I'm pretty sure just by me expressing these ideas, you can kind of pinpoint like some of the ways that you have felt about this, right? And all of this, of course, again, tied to reaching objectives. So now let's talk about the year as we have seen it as society, right? With various events. Let's talk about that, because a lot of things have progressed. And for example, like a global event was the World Cup, right? From the experience that we had of our national team, to everybody remembers the way society started to dream about that and saying, yes, we're going to do it. Everybody remembers our own Chicharito saying the phrase that he said. And well, of course, we know how that ended up. But, you know, moving along to the actual winners and the actual champions, which was France, it was such an event, right? And, you know, and something to reflect on, something to think on. I personally take the Croatian experience because I just thought it was really cool to see them as the underdog reaching that point. So, yeah, World Cup, for example. But moving along to something more local, to those of us listening to us, of course, our audience being a Mexican audience, but those that don't know, that may not know, Mexico went through elections. And it was just something miraculous to experience, in the sense that propaganda was all over the place, as it has always been in previous years, through TV and radio. However, this time everybody remembers now we were trying to watch a YouTube video and we couldn't even watch it comfortably because the propaganda was now on social media. So from all the propaganda to everything that actually happened, right? And at the end, Andrés Manuel coming as the triumphant one, which was for some a shock, for others an expectation, but definitely as a whole, our society is just living something new, which is having a left-winged president. That in itself is something that is quite noteworthy, right? And in that kind of same line, something that none of us are going to forget about, I think, ever, is Trump, right? And so many things to say about this gentleman. from the fact that his relationship with our country is just not the way that most people would like it to be, to the comments that he's made, and even to the actual like funny things that this guy does when he visits other countries and so forth. But I think the thing that most of us just have in mind is just the negativity that he consistently spills over through the media about us, you know, in this case, us being Mexico, right? Then, you know, something a little bit interesting, something like that really caught our eye was Tesla, right? Everybody knows, and we remember seeing that car going to outer space. I mean, something just with, remarkable notoriety all throughout the globe. You know, who would have thought, 50 years ago, 60 years ago, yes, we all saw a rocket going to the moon and all that, but a car? Like, I think just Elon Musk just has the capacity to make us dream along with him. And that was a cultural statement that is of utmost importance and will forever be remembered. And it's so cool to be a part of that throughout the year, right? And landing more on something like on entertainment stuff, how about Luis Miguel, right? How about this guy that, everybody, your grandma, your mom, your auntie know about it, and maybe even you, depending on your age, you know about him. But he didn't seem to be as popular as he suddenly became through Netflix, and just literally society being paralyzed on a Sunday, because they wanted to know what was going on with Luis Miguel. I must confess, I haven't watched it yet, but I need to get on that bandwagon sometime soon. So Luis Miguel, look at his career, being revived completely by, not even by his music, but by a series about him, right? Just brings us back to nostalgia. It's such an important thing, right? And having said all of that, it was interesting to see all those things moving forward and making progress, and some things being controversial, right? But now we need to make an assessment about where we are. So yes, this idea of where are we now, right? Oh yes, everybody remembers that fresh start that we spoke about at the beginning, right? Like some old wrestler used to say, you drinking your vitamins, saying your prayers, just knowing that you were fully convinced about what you wanted to do, right? Well, things happen, right? Life happens. Life has a way of figuring out how to interrupt what we're doing. And we have a way of accepting those conditions too, right? And and I think one of the first things I do want to address is that understanding and recognizing and not being overly critical about some groups of people, right? For example, those that go through more harsh, unpredictable transitions, as would be the case of maybe you became a parent this year, right? I mean, it happened to me already in other parts of my life, and I tell you, life literally does almost stop for a person when they become a parent, especially for the mothers, right? Then we have other people that, maybe they might have had, the passing away of a family member, or, professionally, you got a new position, and, and all the pressure and everything that comes with that. So there are people that can, if we can use the word justify, I mean, yeah, man, you're gonna have these transitions that are not going to allow you to go and to move as fast as you may have wanted to. However, while that is comprehensible, there is another group of people that, they literally did allow life to just, slap them upside the head and to just to do whatever it wanted to with them. And that came in the form of stopping, not continuing, and giving up, and or choosing to do something different, right? But let's talk about that. Let's assess that. I mean, the most natural thing to do is to just be reflective and say, yeah, I didn't do it. But I think a lot of us don't ask ourselves the question of why didn't you keep on going? Like, what really is the reason? And I think that one of the first things that if we are honest, is yes, we got distracted by one thing or another. And not only that, we found a way to justify it, which I think it's like the magic bullet. I get distracted and I justify it, so don't tell me anything, right? But let's talk about that. You know, I think that as most people run into the reality of what commitment looks like, of what discipline looks like in order to reach those objectives, they started to really feel that pain, right? That birth pain that people feel because you gotta wake up early, you gotta sacrifice, you gotta not eat certain foods, you gotta do all these things, right? And people say, you know what, man? This is too hard, right? And so I think, and I have observed, that the number one thing, I think there may be others, right, but is leisure, right? Let's have some fun. Hey, listen, you only live once, right? So you might as well have fun now. And so this idea of masking my lack of effort and all this with pleasure, it's one of the most common things. Because people just, let's go partying, right? It's so advertised on social media that people say, hey, you know, let me do that. Everybody else is doing it. They look like they're having fun. They look like they're being successful. And now suddenly we switch from a unison formation of let's do this, let's do that, to now let's just have fun, right? So I see that that's one of the biggest things, but I don't think it's just because I wanted to have fun because of fun. I think it's because I needed to mask my lack of discipline for whatever it is that I wanted to do, right? And so that, I would say that that's one of the biggest things. And of course, I don't mean to, you know, fully define the entire reason, but definitely, let's be honest, everybody, we spend endless amounts of hours on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, doing all these things that are not necessarily relevant to those first objectives, right? Now, of course, there are other things. But of course, we don't want to dwell in just negativity. Oh, you know, you're doing it bad. Like, I think it's first addressing the problem, right? I don't want to sound like Alcoholics Anonymous, but there's so much truth to that program and those kind of support programs, right? Now, here's the key then. If we have already addressed it and all of this, well, we need to talk about prioritizing, reprioritizing, you know, recharging our batteries, right? How is it that we're actually going to do this? Definitely not by just being positive and, oh, just positive. Positivity is not going to get you anywhere. You know, we need to come up with an actual, like, system. Now, I do want to mention this because we're about to upload a video here shortly about a book recommendation that we had about leadership, right? The book is Primal Leadership. It's a really good book. And where I'm about to give you my recommendations from don't stem from me, but they come from that book. And in this book, they have a theory called the theory of self-directed learning. And it's so cool because it's so practical, right? And so this is so interesting. Their first step is my ideal self, right? What do I see? Where do I want to go? You know, what does that body look like that I idolize, you know, or, you know, where's that house located at that I want to buy, or whatever it is for yourself, you know? Oh, I see myself being fully bilingual in this amount of time. That's the cool part, right? That's like the therapy part. That's like the dreaming stage, right? So for all of us, for you, listener, think about that, right? Then step number two is you got to think real self, right? So yes, it's true. Like, yes, I see this world. I see this fantasy. I see this miracle of a life that I could have. Well, bring yourself down a little and now assess yourself from the standpoint of, well, where are you, right? And that's where you have to, like, kind of be a little more realistic. Where am I in reference to reaching those goals? Because then that allows you to create what the third step is. And it is a learning agenda. So if I know where I want to go, but I know where I'm at, which is probably going to be associated more to your opportunity areas, then I know what type of agenda I need to build. if I want to have a body like Arnold Schwarzenegger and look like the Terminator, then I need to start thinking about the agenda of enrolling to an actual gym, right? That's, I'm not going to get that by osmosis or by thinking about it. So a gym, I need to start thinking about a diet that I will actually adopt. I need to start thinking about, you know, the actual food, the actual days maybe that I'll go to the to buy groceries. So now I need to have that, right? All right. Then the theory takes you to step number four, which is actually having new experiences. So I have the agenda, but the problem is that if it only stays in the agenda and I don't do anything, well, then it just stayed in theory, right? Well, what am I actually going to do, right? What does this look like? These experiences look like. So, and because you're able to track it. So now I have the agenda. I actually went to the gym, right? I experienced something new, right? I ate this food. It was disgusting. I didn't like it, but you can track it. How often were you able to do it, right? I enrolled in the language course, right? In this school, I had to pay this amount of money. So I'm tracking. You see where we're getting at? And whatever the goal is, it should be measurable. You should be able to track it. You should be able to have an experience if you're really actually reaching it, right? Then the theory moves into another kind of like a parenthesis, which is who is going to be or that support group that's going to help you reach this. Because I think that if we're all honest, a lot of these failures of or attempts mainly happen because we're trying to do this on our own. There's no actual support group. There's nobody pushing you. There's no Rocky Balboa music in the background telling you, come on, you can do it, right? So here is, who is going to be that support system that you're going to have, that you're going to be accountable to reach these objectives? And I think this is where perhaps one of the strongest keys of this is. Because you need to choose, please don't choose the most loser friend that you have. He is not going to help you. He's going to drag you to his own loser ways, right? So yes, take into account people that you know are probably in the same path, that are going to push you, that are going to be driving you to do this, and that you yourself are going to likewise do the same thing for them. And with this support system, I don't want to say it's guaranteed. I just want to say I know that it's, the possibilities increase more, much, much more than if you were doing this alone. And so with this, you, according to this, should be able to reach it. And, you know, I don't even like the fact that they name it theory because it makes perfect sense to me. It's perfectly, you know, feasible, reachable. I think it's just theory because it's subject to the to whether a person applies this or not, right? And so with this, I want to come to a conclusion, and hopefully all of you out there are in a good time to evaluate this, these New Year's resolutions and what has gone through out the whole year, and now be able to retake whatever it is that you may not have taken as serious as you should have, and just, you know, pick up, and, you know, that this podcast serves that purpose. So do it. I'm going to do it. I know that my team, we strive for this. So don't feel alone in the process, okay? And with this theory, you should never feel alone because you're going to have the people that you know are going to help you get through it. So good luck to all of you. And I hope that you guys implement this. Actually, you better implement this. You know you need this. So just go ahead and get it done and let this podcast be, a helper for you for this time that you're going through. So I look forward to seeing you guys in the next podcast. It's always a pleasure to give you this added value content and practice your English as always. See you guys in the next episode. Hey guys, if you really like this content, why don't you do us a favor, yourself a favor, share it with your family, friends, collaborators, loved ones, all that's in your social circle. And please make sure you follow us on Facebook, Elan Consultoría de Idiomas, and follow us on Instagram as well, Elang_ECI. We're always having, in addition to this kind of content, podcasts, we're having videos, we're giving motivational material, we're giving grammar material, all kind of recommendations, book recommendations and so forth, all with the intention of helping you improve the language. Because you guys know, as we always say it, it's not just a language, it's a lifestyle.